SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. Level three. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Muslim, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down live from Los Angeles on Media Row. And we're not done yet. It's been a crazy-ass day. We've had UFC bantamweight champion Juliana Pena, the Venezuelan vixen, with us. We had a very angry Bill Romanowski. But come on, he's Bill Romanowski. He's always angry. Who gave us, he said, guys, I just think Joe Burrow's a little bit better than Matt Stafford is. He didn't like our impression. He didn't like Cam's impression of him either. We had Bill Romanowski on. And we were mimicking his voice. He's like, it's kind of a 4-on-10 only, guys. Kind of a 4-on-10. So, we've had some great guests on this week, handicappers, players, and everybody else in between. And I'm not going to say, it seems like we're starting to get more Rams right now. Ram selections. Like Bill Romanowski said, he liked the Bengals. And I will say this, I don't know from people you spoke to this week, even veteran players like Hall of Famers and stuff, they really respect Joe Burrow. They all say, I can't get in front of this Joe Burrow kid. I can't get in front of this Joe Burrow kid. He has, like, earned a lot of veterans and even Hall of Famers respect already, Jason.
You know what he does, what I like, is that he kind of reminds me a little bit of what he looks like, a better Eli Manning. Right, like what Eli did that was so good, like you didn't see some of the nuance to what he did. Like he would always get the team. He would always, before the snap, he get him in the right formation, right? This is what I see. So those 50-50 balls I throw aren't really 50-50 balls. Like I'm giving it to my receiver where he has a chance to make a play or not. And that's what Joe Burrow does, especially on deep balls. This may not look like it's a great play, but I'm giving this chance. Jamar Chase is going to make this play or nobody else is going to make it. Like that's what I like.
That's a great
Burrow.
Point. That is a great comparison to Eli Manning right there. And I talk about that with Burrow too. People talk about props and, you know, we do a lot of gaming here, obviously, on Sports Grid, on SiriusXM 159. But I would say, Burrow's not that guy that's going to throw 318 and four touchdowns. When you look at the stats at the end, it's 252, two touchdowns. Poor bastard gets sacked 9 times.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Sure.
Wins the game.
Sure.
Makes the play when he has to. I swear, in modern football, you show me a quarterback that threw for 370, probably lost the game, bro.
Yeah.
Playing from behind, right? You know, how things have just changed right now. What's your feeling about this game? For me, I like the looseness of the Rams a little bit. That McVay has been here before, that he's had this experience. He's not going against Belichick this time, but that Von Miller's been in the room. Von Miller's won a Super Bowl. Romanowski told us something earlier that he said that Bill Walsh told him. And if Bill Walsh talks, you listen, right?
Sure.
Bill Walsh said, guys, we're not playing in the Super Bowl next week. We're playing a road game at Miami. So we're not, it's a football game. We're not playing in the Super Bowl. Some guys can over, you know what I mean? Just over. I think the Rams are just prepared for this right now. But what are you leaning? What are your thoughts on the game right now?
Well, I agree with you on the Rams and their experience, especially McVay being here a second time around. And, you know, look, Zach Taylor is such an anonymous coach. Like, this guy could win the Super Bowl. It's like, who the hell is this guy?
Dude, he can walk past everyone in the room.
No one even knows.
He'd get stopped by security for sure.
Hey, let me see. Zach, I'm sorry. Who are you with?
I'm
with the Bengals.
Yeah. I got a few. Scan your card, sir, right?
Yeah. Let me call the Bengals PR guy and make sure you're here. But I'll tell you what. I don't think it's about Burrow. I don't think it's about Stafford. I think it's about the line on both sides.
Let's roll. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. The quickest 180 minutes of sports talk radio continues. I am Gabe Morency. We're kicking it. SiriusXM channel 159, the mightier 1090, ESPN radio, Sports Map radio, Sports Byline, and of course the Armed Forces Radio Network. We have a man. I think he's been on every one of these networks over the years.
You like how I helped you hit the post right there?
So you're good. Everyone else talks over it. Fox Sports Radio's Jason Smith in the house. We've been going head to head all week long, but he said, I said to him, I mean, I feel bad because, you know, you're talking and I can hear you doing a great job and I come in, rah, rah, rah. And he said, you're such a nice guy. He said, I felt bad for you. You don't have to feel bad for us. But you guys have been doing a great job this week on Fox Sports Radio over there. But we're just welcoming back our AM radio audience right now, asking Jason,
comes down to the line, Jason. Football game's always won in the trenches. What's your take?
Yeah, I look at the Rams as a team that are so much better on the offensive line and the defensive line. That's what's going to be this game. The Rams are going to move the football and score because they're going to dominate on the offensive line. And defensively, they're going to be able to get pressure on Burrow, and it's going to be a much different thing. The Rams are such a solid team through all levels of their defense. The defensive line and the pressure Aaron Donald's going to get, that's going to finally slow down Joe Burrow enough. I'd love to be able to pick the Bengals. I'd love to be able to see them win. But I just can't see the Rams not winning this game, especially the way they can dominate on the offensive defensive lines. I'll take the Rams in this one. 31-14.
Oh, 30. So you're saying, you know, I got 33-27 right now.
No, that's good.
Yeah, but I even have, though, like sort of 33-20-ish, and then Cincinnati makes it look closer than it is, sort of.
Okay.
I'm with you. I just think McVay's come too far. I think the organization's come too far. They're all
there's your Montreal coming out. You said organization.
Oh, is that yeah. Scotty Bowman talk there.
Hey, their coach and their organization.
Well, I guess I should start saying dressing room, right?
Yeah,
that's the other room. One. If I drop dressing room,
your dressing room.
Okay, yeah. Listen. So we got 30 seconds. You've been here all night, leader and figure. We're gonna get you out of here. It's been great having you on, but man. What the hell was this kid on Clemson thinking tonight? Normally it's Duke pulling these sleazeball moves, yeah. Not Clemson.
Yeah.
And we look the other way. We're in Media Row, and the Simmons-Harden deal actually happened. Yeah. Man, it's crazy stuff going on out there.
Oh, I tell you, for the Super Bowl, and we're spending all this time talking about the NBA trade deadline and everything that's happening, who got dealt today. It's awesome.
Hey, Jason, it was awesome to have you on, man. We love to talk all night, but I know you've been here all night. Jason Smith, Fox Sports Radio. Thanks a lot for kicking with us. Media Row, the late-night anchor match broadcast continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! You are listening to Sports Rage live from Los Angeles. We're on Media Row. We're kicking it. And I tell you what, it's been quite a marathon, man. It's been quite the marathon. We don't just do this show. We do game time decisions during the day. So we're doing 6 hours live from Los Angeles. We are the only show broadcasting right now for Media Row in the entire world. And literally and figuratively. Wow. We are the only people here. Literally, figuratively right now.
The podcasters weren't even here today.
No, like, if somebody tunes in and says, oh, look at Morenci, can't get any guests at the Super Bowl. There's nobody here. Like, literally and figuratively. We've learned, listen, it's the West Coast thing. And it's just, you know, we're broadcasting overnight. It is what
we've
it is.
We've had guests, though. We've had Earl.
We've had a lot of guests.
Fucking Rich.
But I'm just stating.
Rich Miano.
Yeah, I'm just stating. We've had a ton of guests, obviously, throughout the week. But, like, right now, we are literally in an empty building. The only, you know, we've got, like, snipers. They're snipers.
I see one right now looking at us.
She's all right. She's not a sniper. She's just security. There are. I never really realized until I looked. I was tuned. I sort of looked up. I kind of looked up. I'm like, dear God. There's like a dude staring at me from like way above. I never realized there were people up there. I was busting Matthias's balls about not noticing cameras everywhere. And he said, cameras? I said, bro, they're reading our lips as we
got
speak.
Snipes.
I said, yeah, you got snipers everywhere here.
There's no cameras, there's snipers.
There's snipers. And I'm telling you. So lesson learned for next time. So when the Super Bowl's in, the Super Bowl's in Arizona next year, right? So, Now we know. We're doing the show a little earlier. Now that I've already won the honor of being the only one broadcasting from Media Row, I don't need to do it anymore. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't, like, something I want to make a habit of.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm here at 9 in the morning.
Pre-tape.
I was here again. I'm going to be again here in the morning again.
By the way, I saw the Universal Studios party tomorrow. It's small time. 3 hours. We're not missing.
Yeah, whatever. They can scrape. I don't care anymore about it. You know what I mean? Whatever. I got no time for Universal Tours.
Universal Tours.
I got no time for that.
Seriously. I just got to get a bunch of bets in, all right? At this point now, I'm starting to lose it. No time for that. I got, dude, it takes like an hour to, you know, get a six-pack. They're going to confiscate for me. I'm still angry about that. I'm going back to that right now. I felt bad for Dave Anderson. Guy's a football player. Could have been hanging out with Aaron Rodgers and these guys. He comes hang out with us, and can't even give him a cold beer. What happened? You texted him. Did he get the beer or what?
No. No, he did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Oh, good. Good. Now he owes me. I got him the beer at least. I'll be like, hey, I got you a six-pack at least. There were big King cans, too. I got to tell you, man, that liquor store was cheap, man. I got him like six big King cans of a big, big cans of like Bud Light. It was like $9, $10 or something like that. So a lot of stuff going on here. And, you know, like I said, we're in a media bubble. We're at the Super Bowl. And you know what the problem is? And I this is the one thing that you get lost in with the media row and all this type stuff is the actual game, right? The actual game. You know, everybody here, like I said, it's crazy, man. Like, everybody here, you have a million tables around us, as you see. And anytime there's anybody at a table that's good or interesting or something, everybody hovers around that table, and then they grab that guy and this guy. Like, a good example, look, we had Pac-Man Jones today, and Pac-Man Jones was here for, like, 7 hours. So after about 4 or 5 hours of doing interviews and getting asked questions, and then think about it. Look at the room behind us for people tuning in right now. Right? There are literally, like, there's, like, a couple of, there's, like, 1,500 tables or 2,000. There's thousands of these things. Like, it goes on and on and on, like, for miles. And it just goes on and on and on. And these poor players and stuff, they get thrown. You see these, they can't see the camera, but they're like hockey boards. It's like a gladiator thing. Like, there's these hockey boards. There's like all these barriers, like where you're allowed and not allowed, where we can go anywhere. But so there's these barriers, and then the players get thrown into this thing, and it's a free-for-all, man. And there's like, you know what I mean? You got managers and chicks and like hot chicks and like, dude. And this is scaled down, Matthias. Normally, it's crazier. Normally, there's more, like, freak hot chicks running around and everything. I don't even know how they get in here, to be honest, right? But they do. And then it becomes this, like, big media circus and stuff. But the NFL likes it because they like the media circus, right? Because it looks – look, Juliana Peña was with us today. She's a UFC champion, and she was like, whoa, I've never seen anything like this, right? Like, it is – I don't know. I'm kind of used to it a little bit, but it is, like, from an outsider's perspective, it's fascinating. If you saw, like, this sort of the politics and the pecking order of all this type of stuff, man, it's psychotic, man. It's psychotic. And tomorrow's going to be off the hook. It's Friday. Everybody's, you know, go big or go home tomorrow. We're stacked on game time decisions tomorrow. I don't know. Is Cousin Sal joining us, though, in person? And Cousin Sal was like, wrote the NFL Honor Show tonight or something. I'm not sure. But anyway, we're stacked tomorrow. I know we're jam-packed on Game Time Decisions tomorrow. And tomorrow night's the last night here, the Friday Night Freak Show. And then me and Scotty Farrell are going to be on Sunday at 2 o'clock Eastern before the Super Bowl with all of our final picks. So I talked about the DH a little bit. And I'm not kidding. It pisses me off that they did this. Yet I'll tell you what. The fact that they just announced that there's a designated hitter coming to the National League, I think is a very positive sign. I hate it, all right? I don't like it. But there's nothing we can do about it. I have no control over it. People don't like watching batters hit because whatever. They're sacrilegious heathens, that's why. Baseball is not meant for fat people like that, you know, just like can only come off the bench. And I don't want to hear old Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth was not fat, right? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, oh, designated hitter, and there's no strategy.
What about Bartolo Colon?
He's like the eighth wonder of the world. Like, he's different. He's not fat. He's big-boned. Bartolo Colon, he's my man. I like Bartolo.
Little short fat boy Sandoval.
He's a great, the Panda Bear.
Yeah, the Panda Bear. San Fran.
He's like a bowling ball, that guy.
I don't know, man. I guess all right. You're
just, a little short, fat guy.
I stand corrected. All right, the short, fat Dominican guys are all right. All right, all right. I stand. <If you're... laughs> How's that? I stand corrected. Not everybody.
Short, fat Dominicans.
Yeah. There's all right. The short, fat Dominicans. There's a few of them.
They get trained well from a young age.
Hey, big Poppy's no Herschel Walker either, huh?
Yeah. I saw the two.
Okay, listen. It was a bad take. It was a bad analogy.
Well, I can't think of anybody else.
No. It was a bad analogy. Like, I guess fat people can't play baseball. I was wrong. All right? But my point is, I'm going back to... No, I'm dead wrong. There's been a ton of good fat baseball players, all right?
Yeah, it's the only sport where you can pretty much be fat and be successful.
No, football.
Oh, yeah, offensive line, defensive line, sure.
So, no, so you can't be fat and be a soccer player.
Yeah, you're right.
Never. Who's like the never?
Not even the goalie because he has to move.
Although I don't want to get shot. Actually, I was going to say I don't want to get shot by Argentinians. You're part of your Argentina, but Maradona wasn't exactly skinny.
No, he wasn't. He was when he won a World Cup, though.
No, you're right. He would age. But, yeah, it's a good deal. I'm just thinking, you know what I mean? No, but there's no – you're never going to have, like, a big, fat, like, Fat Albert soccer player out of midfield.
Possible. They'd have a heart attack on the field. Absolutely. He'd die.
Yeah, you can't do it. He'd play extra time.
If he dies, he dies.
Instead of that TV show, like, The Biggest Loser, where they put him in a house to wait – a bunch of like fat dudes on a soccer field. Last one standing. We're going straight to hell for this. Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Now, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Yes, we are on media roll right now, but there's been a lot of stuff going on in the non-football world. Tomorrow, we're going to get more serious. Listen, as I stated, Sunday, where I'm going to be on Scotty Farrell, Sirius XM 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks, and all of our affiliates, a big Super Bowl pre-show with me, Gabriel Morenci, and the great one, Scotty Farrell. And we're going to have a ton of guests and stuff and break it down. We're going to have all of our final picks for the game. But tomorrow, we'll start to dial it up a notch as far as our picks and props. We've shared a lot with you. Look, I got ahead of the curve. If you remember, Matthias, remember, I got all my picks in last Monday night.
Yeah, you're on it.
I said, I'm going to pretend this game is tomorrow. I remember I was like next Tuesday. I put in like 13 plays last week. You know what I mean? And I was like, all right. And I'll tell you what, every single bet that I put in, the number is either the same or I got a better like deal. Like the number, like, you know, I got in on Burrow at 10.5. What's it now? At last I saw it was 12.5. What is it right now? And I'm not going to lie, it's been the one pain in the ass here is this stupid geo-block stuff, man. God.
Now you know how I feel.
But, dude, I'm trying to, like, I can't, like.
It drives me nuts. When you ask me on the show and I say the wrong line, you're like, that's not what it is. It's like, I know it's not what it says. I have to find it somewhere
else.
No,
I get it. Like, you know how many times this week I'm like, let me just get the receiving yards. Yeah. And you are not. And I'm like, you know what?
You like, roast me, and I'm just like, oh, I shouldn't even have said anything.
See, now I got just so mad I forgot what I was even looking for.
Rushing yards over 10.5. What's it at now?
Yeah, thank you. I had player receiving yards open. I can get in, but I got to double whatever. Like, it's annoying.
You know what? Something's happened. I think there's so many people trying to get on FanDuel in California that I just try to get on FanDuel on my phone, and it's never actually done that for my location. Usually when I click it, it gives me the lines, and once I want to play something, it won't let me. just because I'm trying right to do it now, it won't even let me go to the site to look at the lines. It's asking me where I'm at, which is a first time thing. And last night it wasn't doing that.
Yeah, you know why? Because McAfee and his crew and everyone out here, and there's a big FanDuel, and everyone's trying to crush it and get in.
Yep. Everybody wants to check it out.
It's amazing California leaves the money on the table, huh?
They're ruining our show because now we can't even give lines. Damn it.
I just don't understand. Like, there are people outside selling, like, fake Kobe gear.
Fake Shaq jerseys.
Fake jerseys. There's people selling hot dogs, rolling papers, beers on the street. No one cares. Cops do not care. Nobody cares. There's a dispensary on every corner. There's weed everywhere. Yeah, you can't get a bet in. You know what I mean? You can, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those deals. Like, and you get blocked. Like the geo block. I'll tell you what, though, actually. You know what? I was wrong once again. I just said about the fat people, too. And I don't mean it like about, I'm not ripping like heavier set people. I didn't mean it that way.
Of course not.
No, we're talking about DH and Babe Ruth and all this type stuff. So let me rephrase it. And all kidding aside, I'm going to get serious for a second. Let me rephrase it. I don't like American League Baseball. There's too many home runs as it is. I'll just be real. I don't like those Saturday afternoon Yankee Red Sox games. You know what I mean? Where they're 13-11 and 13-10, and they take 6.5 hours to play. And it's like, oh, and it's 4-0, and now it's 4-4. And it's not exciting. It's just like softball. It's like your pitchers suck. You play in these little parks with these stupid, like, walls and stuff. You got a bunch of big dudes, like, that hit home runs or strike out. And look at the Yankees. Every year, Yankee fan gets all excited about their team. It's like, really? And I warn them every year. What? Is Stanton and Judge suddenly not going to get hurt? Is Stanton suddenly not going to strike out 230 times? You know what I mean? Like, you know, like nothing changes with these teams stuff. It's like, oh, only if we added another bat. Why? So he can strike out more? So, like, winning teams win World Series. Why do the Atlanta Braves just win a World Series? Because they're their bullpen, man. Their bullpen. Their starting pitching was good in their bullpen. That's why they won. That's why they won, right? Not this, you know, or the DH and power. We'll get this and that. That's why the Dodgers weren't as good. The Dodgers just swung for the fences. No situational hitting. So that's what I don't like about it. With no DH, you actually have strategy. You know what I mean? Like, the manager actually has to manage and think, okay, should I take this guy out? Should I put this guy? Should I do this? You know what I mean? You know, you actually have to manage. If you're an American League manager, what are you doing? Yeah, you have to decide, all right, the pitcher should come out now. But you don't have to think about, well, if I take him out now, then I'm going to lose the at-bat here and the double switch. And you know what? No, I could actually leave him in and switch him, move him to first, and then move him over here. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like checkers and chess. But you know what? I guess it's symbolic. Why do people, you can say, well, no, that people want action. That's why the DH, people want action. No, people don't want action. People are just stupid. So I want to hear what Ken Burns has to say. Matias, get Ken Burns on the show. Should be easy to get. Ken Burns. I want to hear what George Will has to say on the subject. But I'm dead serious. I'll get intellectual here for a second. And all kidding aside is that it's the dumbification of everything. It's the stupidification of everything. Society is as stupid as it's ever been and getting stupider by the day, right? People can't, like, you know, people are morons. Like, I'm surprised, like, there's not more accidents and stuff like that in this world, just considering how stupid people are. Like, it's amazing. Like, you know, thank God machines, like, run everything, because otherwise we'd be doomed, to be honest. I hate to say it, but it's true. And like, what, why do you want, why do you, like, anyone argue, anyone listening right now, why do you want the DH in the National League? What's your reason? What are you going to say? Well, because I don't want to see the pitcher just strike out. I don't know, maybe the pitcher should learn a bunt, get a sacrifice bunt down. That's part of the game. Or you want to see some fact that some guy hit Big Poppy coming in and hit a home run? So watch a home run derby. It's not baseball. It's not baseball. Right? Like, baseball is strategy. There's a beautiful thing about baseball, and at least there should be a beautiful thing about baseball. about the actual strategy of the sport. But the thing is, the modern fan and the modern owner, modern fan, modern television network, modern everybody, they don't care about, like, you know what I mean, thinking. Like, they want people to think less. The more people think, the worse things can go. The more people think, the less they'll watch and spend, right? You know what I mean? Like, the dumbification, stupid, you know, just slow it down, stupid. Make it simple for people to understand. And it just sucks because baseball is, you know what I mean? Baseball was just a beautiful, the concept of baseball and the rules. Like, if you actually think about it, it's amazing how they came up with it all. Like, oh, first base, second base. No, that's a double play. That's a sacrifice. Like, it really is amazing, baseball. Like, you know what I mean? From a complex, you know what I mean, structure, it's an amazing sport if you think about it. Sort of like in Goodfellas. You know, baseball. When you're batting by yourself, individual achievement. But when you're in the outfield, in the field, the team. The team. And like,
man. Remember that after the Michigan beat Ohio State, the Bo Schembechler? You wouldn't stop saying that. I think you were even saying it before the game, before Ohio State.
Oh, yeah, the team. Why, the team. Oh, the team speech. Yeah, but I don't know if you saw the movie Goodfellas with Robert De Niro. Yeah. He cracks the guy's skull with a baseball bat.
Best part.
Yeah. I like when he goes, individual achievement. When you're batting, he goes, in the plate, he goes, just like life. In the plate, it's individual. But when you're in the field, it's the team. The team. Right? Yeah, people don't care about that now. Right? Everyone's just, give it to me now. Give me another. More hitting. And the thing is, the players are every bit to blame. Look at the modern players. It wasn't the owners, man, that wanted this stupid little, like, oh, let's put a guy on second base. The players did. Why do the players want that? Because it got him out faster. The players don't care if they win or lose, people. I hate to break your heart. They don't care. It's a job to them. Right? So imagine, you know what I mean with this? Like, when you can put a runner on second base, imagine if they told you, listen, you're going to get paid the same, and you can work 6 hours with Morenci tonight, or you can work four, and you can vote to make it four right now. We'll pay you the same. What are you going to say? You're gonna, oh, I'm going to make it four.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like,
work smart.
Like, so, like, exactly. So, like, every baseball player was like, so you're telling me when we go to extra innings, we're just going to put a guy on second base?
We're going to win the game right away.
Or lose. Yeah, but they don't care. Like, they don't think about winning the game at the end. They don't care. Their thought is, good, it'll be over fast. I'm not saying they don't care, but it's like, well, at least we'll get out of here fast, right? Like, I'm dead serious. Like, that's why they agreed to it. Why do you think they agreed to it?
Don't you think that are cutting the season a little shorter then, so games are more meaningful? Because they're so repetitive. It's like, yeah, let's get out of here faster. We got another one tomorrow.
No. No, I don't believe that. Baseball doesn't need to be shortened this season. And that's another thing, to be honest. See, you're not like a diehard baseball guy or a traditionalist, but see, that's another thing. Like, neither are the owners, though, or the players. Like, you know, that's the thing where you can't just, like, blame one group of people or anything. They're all in on it together. The owners don't really want to play 162 games.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Because they don't really want to pay the players that much money, and it's a pain in the ass for them because no one even goes to baseball games for the first 2 months of the season. Like, that's their little secret that's come out through the pandemic and now this CBA stuff. You find out the owners don't really want to play like 162 games because it costs them money. They can make the same amount of money without playing all the games. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I can't believe we're on the Canadian Olympic basketball team. Yep, it's just that easy.
Wow, that was close. You can be the center.
You know, I'm starting to get pissed off for real about this. Like, hey, we're at the Super Bowl and stuff, but pretty sleazy at baseball. I see what you did. I am Gabe Morenci, SiriusXM 159, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pretty sleazy at Major League Baseball and the players. And although it's not official yet, so I don't know. I mean, I can't really blame them, but I sort of do. They know they leaked it, right? They leaked this. So they did this at the Super Bowl so people won't realize they did this. I'm telling you. Like, it's just one of those, so no one will notice. Oh, I didn't know this. Like, and then when baseball starts, what? What do you mean? Like, there's a DH in both leagues. Like I said, modern Johnny Jackass is going to like it, all right? Or I don't want to see a pitcher hit anyways. Why? Because you don't love baseball. Like I said, I stand by my take. It's a dumbification of America. It's just another piece of, like, whatever, man. Aren't we stupid enough as it is? Like, do we need to make everything simpler and stupider for everybody? If you're not smart enough for something, then you lose. If you go to a sports book and you bet on a game and you're a moron, are we supposed to change the rules because you're stupid? I'm sorry you're stupid. Let's give you 10 points instead of 4 points. Why don't we just put the damn ball on a tee? All you losers, I want more runs. You want more runs? Then get off the couch and go for a run. I don't want more runs. I want more strategy. Like I said, it never ends. It never ends. Like, how much stupid are we going to get here? I'm telling you, the next thing I'm going to do, how about we make it you need 4 strikes instead of a strikeout or 3? You know they're going to do it. It's not even. Let's not even give them the idea. I'm standing like an old angry Bob Ryan. You're not going to have like a 5-point shot soon in basketball. I'm going to be the end of it, basketball. You know it's coming. I'm getting mad. I'm not even. This isn't like a fake take. I understand. Here they come. Your FBI on the way. They're like, what the hell?
This is great promo. That was great promo material. I'm going to nail that tomorrow.
I thought that if you want runs, get off the couch and go for a run was a good one. Thank you. Yeah, that one is just sort of, no, it angers me. I actually love baseball. I love the sport of baseball. Right? Like, just the whole, like I said, I grew up, I'm a National League guy. I've always been a National League guy. Right? It's you know, I've always thought, all right, you know, like I said, the junior circuit and the senior circuit. It's like, yeah, you guys are the junior. You suck. You know what I mean? It's like you're junior because you're slow. I don't want to say it, but let's just be real. American League, you're the remedial class. You're like, I like to play baseball. But it's like, yeah, but you're not very smart. So you know what? We're going to put you in the American League, okay? You know, just go swing your bat there, Johnny, and leave us alone. All right, let's let people lay down some bunts and pitch and think. Like I said, I stand by my take. How's that? The American League. It's the slow. It's the learning. It's the end of the, you know, it's the end of the hall. that's the American League. You know, I mean, it's just true. I can go on all night about this, but thanks for ruining baseball. People always say, oh, there's players or whatever, they're ruining baseball with the money and stuff. Who cares about their money? Whatever, dude, there's billions of dollars and trillions, whatever. There's tens of billions of dollars to be spread up. Who cares who gets whatever? Let them fight about it. It's their money, not ours. We're the one giving it to them. I don't care if they fight about money. I think the players are right. I think the players are getting screwed, to be honest. But I'm just tired of them screwing the game over. And they don't care about the game. That's my whole deal. That's why I don't really care about the players, because I know they don't care. They agreed to the 7-inning game stuff. Why? Because it's like work, right? So you work an 8-hour day. Well, that's the traditional 8-hour shift. So imagine, we just cut off. We just shaved off 3 hours. Now it's only 5 hours. Fine. But if you work at Walmart or something, or you work lifting boxes up, or you're working delivering stuff for people, fine. But if you're working playing baseball, like, you could at least give us 9 innings. But they don't care, right? The owners don't care because they're not charging less money to get in when it's a 7-inning game. The players don't care because they like it. They're getting paid the same, and they get to leave earlier. And are you paying any less money? Are you paying less money? No. You know what I'm saying? So once again, everyone gets rich. They get rich, fan gets screwed, and we get a worse product and a crappier, stupider product. American League Baseball is like a big, like, big budget action movie that just sucks. It's like a Michael Bay movie. It's one of those, like, Transformers or Armageddon or something like that. One of those just piece of crap. What, like, that Rock, like, oh, the flood of San Francisco or a hurricane or all that crap. That's American League Baseball. National League Baseball is that hipster stuff that wins Oscars. Best film of the year. National League
That's
Baseball.
Good stuff. All right.
You know, I'm just saying. It's true.
I like Armageddon, but okay.
What's good about Armageddon? What, you like the explosions? What could be good about the movie Armageddon? Tell me.
Good cast. Good acting.
Who is the cast?
Bruce Willis, Ben Affleck.
Okay, you got me there.
Come on.
Yeah,
Liv Tyler, Owen Wilson.
Ben Affleck.
I just saw The Town yesterday, actually, when I got home. Ben Affleck, right there. Solid
very,
film.
It's very good, The Town. I can't argue.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck.
That's National League. Town. The Town is National League stuff.
Yeah. Ironically enough, they'll film at Fenway Park.
Okay.
Yeah, you see, I know movies, too. I'm like, I know. No, The Town's an amazing movie. Ben Affleck is a great actor, but yeah, it goes to show even great actors make bad movies.
Yeah, he made Batman. Jesus.
Batman versus Superman is like the worst movie ever made.
I agree. I'll second that.
It's terrible. I like the Batman stuff, but I even like Ben Affleck, but terrible stuff. So, I'm generally pissed about the DH. It's just whatever. They're not playing baseball right now, but it's like I said, it's one of these like government moves that they do over the weekend on a Saturday night and you don't notice. Oh, yeah, we told you about it. We released the news about that. It's like, yeah, you did it on Super Bowl Friday, like overnight. So it's like, yeah, good for you. No one's going to know. Super Bowl week, no one's going to, oh, you hear about the DH? People going to, just all pissed off after. But anyways, as I stated earlier, this will, I think it's a positive sign. Because I'll tell you what, the owners don't give a crap about the game, right? They just care about money. So the players wanted the DH because they don't care about tradition either. And all they cared about was the DH meant it's an extra 15 designated hitter jobs. Right? And so to them, it was just added money. So I'm just saying, like, I always knew that the owners were, like, holding that back. The owners don't care if there's a DH or not, right? But they know that the players wanted it. So the fact that we're hearing that there's a DH means that there's probably progress going on right now behind the scenes. Or they're trying to pretend there is. I don't know, guys, with baseball. It's another thing, too. As I see in the New York Post right now, it says DH is coming, but it's not official yet. It hasn't been put in writing, right? And they don't have a CBA to put in the writing. So this just could be, and these guys, they both use the media and leak things for whatever their own purposes are. And who knows? They're all psychopaths. I can't believe, and speaking of the Post, so I just can't believe that this Harden-Simmons thing went down like this. I didn't believe it.
It's the best trade that could have been done for both of those guys. They both got a new home. They're both, grade A players if they get their head right. Ben Simmons, sure, he can't shoot the ball, but he does everything else pretty damn good. Fresh start. All of a sudden, Brooklyn seems like if they get their stuff together with Ben Simmons, they could be dangerous.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
It's tough to buy, but it could happen.
Well, a lot of things could happen. I could meet Shakira in a limousine when I walk outside the Staples Center tonight, but I don't think it's going to happen. Could.
I wouldn't want to play him. I'm just being honest. Like, yeah, we might win. Like Durant, Kyrie Irving, Ben Simmons.
They've never played together before.
Yeah, it'll be a work in progress.
They
got time.
What? They have what?
I'm a Western Conference guy. We want to see him in the finals if they get there.
They have time what? The season's over in 2 months. Ben Simmons hasn't played basketball in a year.
Still
Kevin Durant is injured, and Kyrie Irving is unvaxxed. I don't see, where we're going with this.
You're right. He can't even play home games.
No, but I just said earlier, you let the fan part get you. What about Philadelphia now?
No. I just – Doc Rivers.
No, it has nothing to do with Doc Rivers. You got Harden and Embiid. It's not, you know what I mean? How does that make a team, like, suddenly? So you drop these guys together.
It's a desperation move. Harden's a former superstar that can put 40 points a game.
I'll tell you right now, and I was right about him last year. I'll tell you right now, I'll put money on it. Whatever, we'll do it. I'll put money on it. The Milwaukee Bucks would roll the Nets or the Sixers in a playoff series again. So these guys can do all they want.
Sure, I agree with you.
And Giannis is just going to dunk on their ass again. Like, you know what I mean? They can't stop them. So you, just to put in that context, actually.
Team chemistry.
No, but Milwaukee are the team to beat, right?
Absolutely.
So they're still the champions, so they're the team to beat. So how the hell is, like, Harden going to help them stop, like, Embiid and stuff? And Giannis, you know what I mean? In that war that they have, I just don't see. Ben Simmons, and I do agree, and I brought it up earlier. Hypothetically, from a basketball standpoint, Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant, it's a good fit. You know, and I talked about it earlier. Like, basically, Ben Simmons doesn't want to shoot. Yeah, that's fine. If you're playing with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, that's perfect. They're going to love you because all they want to do is shoot. Right? So it's actually a good combo and pairing. The problem is life isn't a piece of paper. And you know what happens with paper? It gets torn rather easily. Everything is good on paper. Everything looks good on paper. Right? Like, look at this. So I have a piece of paper in front of me. It says 30 seconds. So this is the high-stakes technology we have to tell me there's a break coming up. I like it. So we have a thing in 30 seconds. See, so it says 30 seconds here, but since I've been talking, it's not 30 seconds anymore. So, see, on paper, there was 30 seconds. But, oh, no, now there's only 13 seconds, but we're still not good. Oh, no, now there's only 10 seconds, and the season's nearly over. Oh, but it looks so good. We had 30 seconds. Right? Like, no, you don't. You don't. I'm telling you, you know what I mean? It's a weird deal. I need to process it, though. I need to process it. I just don't see any of them really getting any better. The Kevin Durant thing, I don't know. When's he coming back anyways? Like, this whole thing, when KD comes back, when? He's always hurt. He's always hurt. And I'll tell you what, Kyrie Irving, he's a nice guy and stuff, but even if they change the mandate in New York and stuff, I bet you he gets hurt. Like, they will not win. You know what I mean? Like, something will happen.
I don't think they'll win either.
Yeah, see, I talked you out of it already.
No, I never thought that they could beat the Milwaukee Bucks in a seven-game series, but I do believe that they're a good basketball team that could give good teams trouble.
The fact that they are the favorites is a joke.
This is a big-time joke.
The fact that the Brooklyn Nets are NBA favorites is comical. Like, that's what's, like, that's comical. All right, as far as the Super Bowl is concerned, Cincinnati Bengals getting four. I don't know, man. This number, you know, we knew it wasn't going to get to five. I don't think it's hitting 3.5. It just is what it is. We're going to see when the public jump in and start hitting this thing. The number really hasn't moved as far as the total at 48.5. I stand by it. I like this game to go over the number. And I don't think it skyrockets over. I've been telling people 33-27 today. That ballpark, 33-27, 30-23. All of which gets us there. Like, all we need is 49. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. No DH. No DH. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Although it feels like it's been like 1,800 minutes. Still felt fast. One day left. As far as the track is concerned here at Media Row, tune in tomorrow, 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific. I'll be back. Game time decisions. We'll get more serious with the picks. We're going to have a ton of handicappers on tomorrow. And of course, we're going to be on with Scotty Farrell from 2 until 6 Eastern, leading you up on Sunday afternoon into Super Bowl 56. Super Bowl 56 that I believe that the Los Angeles Rams will be victorious in. Listen, the Bengals are resilient. The Bengals are the Bengals are for real. I'm not dismissing Cincinnati. I'm not sitting here telling you, oh, Cincinnati don't have a chance. Like, we've had a lot of guests, man. Like, D'Angelo Williams was earlier today, and he said 35-7. But more importantly, though, our boy Felix, one of the cleaning guy here, he's our core. He actually is. He's like us. Like, last night he was the only guy. He actually does this entire room by himself, which is amazing to me that they make this poor bastard do that. No, it really is.
He gave me a great high five today when I went to get you a drink.
No, it's like an airport here, and they got like he figured they could have someone helping him. It's like one dude. He's going up and down. I was like, man, this guy. But he gave us his final score prediction. I got to tell you, he's going to pay a lot of FanDuel. 17-5. Rams.
Safety and a field goal. What a pick.
Felix the carpet cleaner here said, "Oh, Rams 17-5." So we got to bet, will there be a safety in the game? I'm telling you, all these crazy
people.
That
was a sign. That was a clue.
Yeah, exactly. I already been telling people there'd be a safety at plus 900. I think a little sprinkle, too, guys, you could do it, is will the game go to overtime? You know, the game could be tied at 27, and my pick could be right, 33-27, and it goes to overtime. All right, shout out to our crew. Great job, Matias. Great job to everybody all day long here. We'll see you on Game Time Decisions. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.